Now filling in for Paul, here's Sean Boligian.
All right, welcome back in. So glad you could join us. Sean Boligian sitting in for Paul W. Smith. You know, it's interesting because I think we can all agree, regardless of what aisle of the political game you're sitting on, times have changed. Times have changed. And what I mean by this, and Brian and Ann, if I may, I want to get your thoughts on this. I remember once upon a time, if Ronald Reagan was giving a State of the Union, you could be somebody that you did not like Ronald Reagan, you did not like his politics, but you often heard people say, boy, that dude, he there's a reason why they call him the great communicator, right?
Absolutely.
Bill Clinton was another guy.
Absolutely.
Bill Clinton had that, you know, when he did that thing with his thumb, and Bill Clinton had a way that even if you didn't like Bill Clinton, you could sit back and go, gosh darn it, I can't stand that guy, but man, he nailed it out of the park, right?
Absolutely. Well, yes.
Doesn't it seem like the last couple presidencies, there is no possible way one side could give Donald John Trump any credit whatsoever?
Yes, that's
right. And there's no possible way that anybody could give President Biden any credit whatsoever.
Absolutely.
Isn't it amazing how that works out?
You're right about that.
I probably sound like an old guy and back in my day, but it's true. Things have changed like that, right? And that's what's going to be interesting. Now, I am somebody, I always like to watch the State of the Union. We did with Governor Whitmer. And again, regardless of your feelings about Governor Whitmer, and I will with President Biden as well, a guy that knows a little bit about the State of the Union. As a matter of fact, he is the co-author of The State of the Union is Memorable Addresses of the Last 60 Years. Aaron Call, University of Michigan Director of Debate and Editor, kindly joining us this morning. And first of all, Aaron, really appreciate you taking the time and getting up with us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. How are you?
Good. Great to be back with you.
Hey, Aaron, let me start with this. We were just talking before you came on, and I grew up in an era where, regardless of your thoughts on Ronald Reagan, if President Reagan had a great speech, it seemed to me the majority of people the next day said, well, Reagan really nailed it out of the park. And in the interest of being fair, Bill Clinton was another guy that you know, a lot of people, even if they were on the other side of the aisle, would, you know, sit back and kind of give the tip of the cap. Boy, we just don't see that anymore, do we, Aaron?
Not very often. It's you know, a very polarized society, and that is, you know, just increased. We've had a lot of close elections recently, and you know, politics has become very tribal, and people, they kind of get into their corners, and you know, are tough to move. So very, you know, sometimes when there's, you know, issues with national security and things like that, that may be the case, but for the most part, no, that's you know, pretty correct with today's politics.
You know, Aaron, I certainly want to get your thoughts on you know, the State of the Union speech, a speech that can be heard, by the way, on WJR.com. We have Spartan basketball tonight, but you can check out President Biden's speech. I want to get your thoughts on that and what he might say, but talk to me about the book a little bit, because this is something I'm not trying to butter you up or anything. This is something I'd be interested in. The State of the Union is Memorable Addresses of the Last 60 Years. What's the origins of wanting to do a book like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was, you know, looking around, I'm very interested in speeches, things like addresses to joint session of Congress, the inaugural address, and things like that. And just there was a dearth of information on that. And I was surprised when looking for books and things like that. And so I got together with some other you know, communication and debate professionals, and we just wanted to examine over, you know, the course of history, which ones were the best speeches and best reviewed. And so went through, you know, many of them of about the last 50, 60 years, and came up with the ones that were most memorable over the years and for what reasons.
I don't want to steal any thunder, because obviously we'd love people to go out and buy your book, as I'm sure you would as well. But is there one that really sticks out to you? Because again, I, you know, Aaron, for me, as somebody who grew up in the 80s, it just seemed like whenever Ronald Reagan talked, he had people just eating out of the palm of his hands. He was, after all, the great communicator. But is there one, without giving too much away, that really sticks out to you?
No, I think Ronald Reagan's a great place to start. After the Challenger crash, he was very eloquent. It was actually, the State of the Union was postponed that year for a few days, given magnitude. So I think that's a great place. Another venue, Gerald Ford, after he was president, he was one of the few presidents that was kind of honest and said the State of the Union was not good at that time, given everything that had happened. So he gets a lot of credit there. Even Bill Clinton, when he was going through the Monica Lewinsky scandal, had a few where, even though this was swirling around him, he just ignored it and focused on bipartisan legislation and doing the country's business. And so those are just a few to come to mind. But it's been a little bit rare recently, and so we haven't seen some of those, and we'll see whether it's tonight or in the future. Tens of millions of people watch, and it's one of the few times where the president still has a large audience, and through advisors and wordsmiths can really have a persuasive speech that a lot of people tune into and can be remembered for many years into the future.
What should we expect from President Biden tonight? Because again, just to reiterate, by the way, Aaron Call, University of Michigan Director of Debate, editor, co-author of The State of the Union, is memorable addresses of the last 60 years. We could grab 10 people. 5 people could say President Biden's all right. 5 people could say he's lost, he's senile, all those things. What should we expect tonight?
State of the Union addresses typically are a combination of talking about past successes, and so some of the bipartisanship legislation that's passed recently, infrastructure, the CHIPS legislation, things like that, he's definitely going to tout and still talk about working across the aisle, even though things are very contentious, and Republicans control the House today. It's a little bit different than his last address. And in addition to talking about some of the successes you've had, you want to talk about the future, what you want to do with your agenda, where you want to lead the country. And it's obviously more difficult now, given the divided control of Congress. But a lot of things that have to be done. The debt ceiling has to be raised. The government has to be funded next fall. There's some things with insulin and other kind of small things the president would like to get done. So I want to talk about maybe the things that, even in this tough time, that he can still get past and kind of take his case directly to the American people. And while he hasn't formally announced re-election, I think talking about the accomplishments and what he wants to do, whether it be the next 2 or 4 years, it'll be kind of teasing an announcement or letting people know the fact that it likely will run again for a re-election. And so this is a good opportunity to kind of make the case for why he should be re-elected.
Aaron, as a guy who studies this, how would you describe President Biden as a communicator? I'll be honest with you. He really kind of took me by surprise during the debates. He was a lot sharper than I think some people made him out to be, to be sure. But how would you describe President Biden as a communicator?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mixed bag. I do think he's obviously gone through a lot in his life, and so he's pretty empathetic and can kind of communicate and relate well to the average American, but he's not the prototypical ideal speaker. I mean, he'd be very upfront about, he's faced some stuttering and speaking issues, and so sometimes he kind of struggles exactly how to deliver the address. But these are been working on this address for months and gone over it with his advisors, his chief speechwriter, and so obviously you've got the pomp and circumstance of the Georgia Senate Congress and being in the House and the teleprompter, and so he has a lot of assistance. So, but I don't think it's going to be a Reagan-esque or Kennedy. He's not that kind of speaker, but very passionate and a lot of through the help of guests who will be in attendance, and if he can talk about their story and history, he can craft a solid hour speech, and times when he's talking about personal connections and things like that can be very persuasive.
Good stuff, Aaron. Really appreciate it. University of Michigan Director of Debate, editor, co-author of The State of the Union is Memorable Addresses of the Last 60 Years. Really appreciate your expertise, Aaron. Thanks so much for joining us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show.
Anytime. Take care.
All right, Aaron Call, kindly joining us. And, you know, just again, programming note, we have Spartan basketball tonight, but if you're still looking for a place to hear the State of the Union, we've got you covered. Just go to WJR.com and you'll be listening to it, as I'm sure many, many people will tonight. All right, hour two next. Sean Belegian sitting in for Paul W. Smith on 760 WJR.